encourage farmers to visit with their bankers and view them more as what I would call financial engineer or financial consultant. Bankers love having discussions and being able to share what they know about the industry.
Welcome to In the Driver's Seat, a podcast on managing financial risk in your grain operation, brought to you by ABM.
Hello, and welcome back to In the Driver's Seat. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about working with your ag lender. It's a challenging time for operating capital on many farms this summer, and we're going to be talking to the chief lending officer of Farmer Mac, Kurt Covington. Farmer Mac loans to 700 community and rural banks across the U.S., and we caught up with him at a Farm Futures Summit, and he told us just what kind of relationship is becoming very important between farmers and bankers. So we've had Doug Rosa here today, a VP of Producer Origination with ADM. And Doug, what do you think about the lending picture nowadays and just the financial straits that many farms are in?
Yeah, it's certainly something that I'm aware of, but until I listen to a gentleman like Kurt talk through what they think about what they're immersed in every day, I probably miss some of the key things I should be thinking about. So I think it's kind of neat that I get to learn along with everybody else what's going on in other areas of the ag space. And I think it ties in nicely to what we're doing. And we call this in the driver's seat. So, you know, what can you do to take control over grain marketing? But what can you do to take control, you know, over where you want to be financially short and long term? So I get a lot out of listening to somebody like Kurt talk about how they view the ag lending space and how they would like to work with growers. And there's certainly a lot of overlap with how we want to work with growers.
Yeah, more of a partnership, not just doing your loan application and hoping for the check to be written. So we're going to hear from Kurt Covington and come back and just chat a bit about what he had to say. Here at the Farm Futures Ag Financial Bootcamp, one of the presenters today was Kurt Covington, who's Executive Vice President and Chief Credit Officer for Farmer Mac. And Kurt, what is Farmer Mac and what's your role with them?
So I'm Executive Vice President, Chief Credit Officer, and Farmer Mac is a secondary market lender. We work with roughly 700 rural community and commercial banks across the United States, and we help them by providing long-term real estate loans to their customers. A lot of banks don't have access to long-term financing, and as a result of that, they come to us. They can originate the loan for their borrower, and then that loan can be sold to us. So we actually partner with those rural community banks to help them have a full suite of products for their customers.
So why did you come here talking today about benchmarking? What is in it for the farmer and what is in it for their lender?
Sure, I think that's a really good question. So number one, you know, I mean, I think sometimes how I would view farmers is many of them have this approach of consistent, conservative, and pragmatic, right? And I think that's really one of the great things in working in rural America, particularly with farmers. Most of them have a very consistent approach to how they want to run their business. Most of them have a very conservative approach to managing their finances, and they understand that pragmatic approach to farming is that there's, I hate to say it this way, but there's always next year. I think one of the great things about working with farmers is to be a financial partner to them, but also to be a financial consultant to them. We don't know, bankers don't know everything, right? Bankers, we learn from them. When I come here, I learn things all the time. I've been doing this for 43 years. But there's nothing better than having a great borrower who's done the right things to put their business in position to make them bankable.
One of those things you talked about was having a decent uniform balance sheet to explain to them. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think not only having a uniform balance sheet to show them, but being able to understand what's in that balance sheet. There's nothing more discouraging, I think, for a banker than to be dealing with a borrower who says, okay, well, here's my financials, here's my tax return, do what you need to do so I can get my operating loan. The reality of the matter is there's nothing more at least from the perspective of the banker, I don't think there's anything more appropriate than to have a relationship with that where that borrower really understands their financial condition. You can't fix your problem as a borrower if you don't know what the problem is, right? If you can't diagnose where the problem is, you can't fix it. So I think these educational seminars are helpful, not just to bankers, because we get a feel for what borrowers are thinking, but it's also good for them to hear what is in their banker's mind. What does it take to get your loan approved? What does it take to get your financial house in order?
So what makes an operation bankable? You talked about some key ratios today. Can you just summarize quickly what those are?
Sure. Having an acceptable working capital level in your business, meaning having enough liquidity in that business so that you're doing some risk sharing for financing your farming operation. When you walk into your bank and your banker wants to say, well, how much money is it that you want to borrow from me? Me, the bank, and how much of the money are you willing to put up? Knowing what your working capital position is crucially important. The next most important thing, the term we always use is leverage, right? Leverage kills. Having too much debt in your operation is a painful thing. Here's how it works, and I always share this with farmers. You always purchase debt during good times. Purchasing might not be the right word, but you always incur debt during good times. The problem is you pay it back during bad times. And so understanding that having too much debt in your business can literally kill that business. The last thing is understanding how much repayment capacity you have in that business. How much earnings do I have in this business to help sustain the long term for this business, right? We sometimes call it solvency, but the reality of the matter is this isn't a short-term business. We don't fix it, you know, with a series of short-term solutions. We fix it with a long-term strategy about how can I be most profitable in this business to not only continue to run this business for our family, but for the next generation.
You said the key to everything is to make and retain more profits, right? And how do you do that? I mean, we all think we know, but in farming today, what is the key?
You know, everybody has a different recipe for this, but relying on the markets to help fix your problems is you know, the old saying, you know, hope is not a solution, right? What fixes the problem is, number one, understanding your costs, understanding what your fixed costs are, understanding what your variable costs are. If you understand what your variable costs are, those are the costs you can attack today to reduce those costs. Now, in the long term, reducing those expenses will help improve profitability. And some of those expenses, are literally right in front of you, right? Whether that be, you know, fertilizer costs, seed costs, other input costs. But it's taking a hard look at all the major costs in your business and deciding which ones can I reduce without it impacting the overall performance of this operation.
Well, at ADM, we might say there is some opportunity in the markets, though, in that if you know your price target based on your break even, you can sometimes put an offer in, you know, try to lock in at a favorable level when the market gives you opportunity. Would you allow that that's the case?
That is an excellent point. In the last 2 years, there have been opportunities to market crops, and the really good farmers, the ones that are on top of the markets and the ones that understand what their costs are and their break even points, have actually, they did pretty well in 2018. We're hearing that from all these rural community bankers we talk to. There are a number of other ones that they see the, you know, maybe a weather rally in the market, or they see something in the market and they say, well, if it's up 25 cents, surely it'll go up 50 cents, right? Without looking at it more from a long-term perspective, that at that price, can I eke out some reasonable level of profit and living expense for this business and continue to operate instead of looking for the home run?
Okay. So it's really a habit and a discipline that you're talking about as much as P&L today.
Yeah, so we always talk about this, right? I mean, no problem can get fixed overnight, right? The only way a problem gets fixed overnight is to sell the farm. And it may not get fixed overnight, but the reality of the matter is controlling costs, managing pricing, managing your marketing opportunities are all long-term races, right? Nothing's going to get fixed next year. In 1 year, it's going to take time. And we tell these people, we're happy to lend you money. Tell us what your marketing plan is. How long have you employed that marketing plan? Are there any changes to what your marketing plan might be? And you learn a lot from talking to farmers when you ask them, what is your plan to market your crop? Many of them don't really have a plan or what we would describe as a discipline to the marketing of their crop.
Is it going to be more and more competitive to get loans? Will more and more lenders have a higher bar on the kind of proof they want to see on bankability?
Yeah, so this is a tough discussion to have. But the reality of the matter is your banker is going to want more information. It's just bottom line, they're going to want more information and they're going to want better information. They're going to want to know that you understand your financial condition and that you present that financial condition to them and make sure that your assets are presented fairly. And what I would describe on a mark-to-market basis, what are those assets really worth today? Don't tell a fairy tale. Your banker knows, right? But it's important that you walk in and explain to them what your financial condition is and what your ask is. What are you asking the banker to do? What do you want the banker to do? Do you want them to provide you an operating line? How much do you need? And in the end, your banker is going to be asking more questions today than they asked when corn was $8. They're going to be asking you a lot more questions.
But I also heard you to say bankers have a lot of knowledge and a willingness to help. Is that right?
Yeah, so I would encourage farmers to visit with their bankers and view them more as what I would call financial engineer or financial consultant. Bankers love having discussions and being able to share what they know about the industry. Look, many farmers find themselves in a position where they don't really know who to go to, right? A banker is a great free source of information on getting feedback on your operation. And it, as I described today, one of the best questions you can ask your banker, what is it going to take for me to be more bankable? What are the things I need to do to be more bankable? Any banker worth their salt should be able to tell you exactly what it's going to take to get you in a better financial position.
Perspective. Some people say, boy, it's getting to feel like the 80s. You're saying there's a big important difference that we should remember that kind of helps everybody. What is that?
Interest rates and land values. There is still, here's the first thing I would say. One, interest rates aren't where they were in the 80s. And I shared this, you know, I mean, imagine going out today if you were a young farmer and pulling that credit card out of your wallet and telling yourself that you're going to finance all of your operating expenses with a credit card at 18.5%, because that's what it was like in the 80s. Interest rates were ranging between 18 and 22% for an operating line. Imagine every dollar in farm revenue going to pay your banker's interest cost. That's just unheard of. The other thing is most farmers across the U.S. came into this current cycle, and it seemed like it wasn't long ago, 5 years ago, came into this cycle with a whole lot of working capital in their balance sheet. Good solvency positions, meaning they had a lot of equity in their land. And interestingly enough, as that working capital has declined, and it has declined, right? I mean, some of these people are pushing very low working capital positions on their balance sheet. Land values have still stayed fairly strong, and those land values have remained fairly strong for a couple of reasons. One, interest rates are still low, right? There's still customers out there that have the ability to buy land and refinance it, and you know, relatively attractive interest rates. The other thing is, there's still buyers out there with a lot of liquidity that don't need financing. There are still a lot of buyers out there that have a lot of cash on their balance sheet and are opportunistically buying land.
And I think you said the caveat is, though you can't depend on your land values to be bankable, correct? You need still about 20% of
yes.
your operating costs every year should be self-financed.
Right. So if you had a dollar in operating expenses, a really bankable client would have 20% of those operating expenses banked in the form of cash or near cash, something that could be converted to cash, inventory, receivables, to help pay for that. Bankers view operating lending as a shared risk arrangement. The less working capital you have on your balance sheet, the more the banker's going to have to finance. And at some point, they get very uncomfortable with that because you have shifted all of the risk of the success of that crop onto the banker. And the that's a challenge for the banker. What I said in here was, anybody that thinks that land equity can replace working capital, it doesn't have it right. Land equity does not pay the bills. Working capital pays the bills. In the long run, there are a number of things you can do. Refinance, sell some of the ground, but immediate payment of the bills gets paid with working capital in that line of credit. And I don't want to be dismissive of how important land equity is, but it does not pay the bills.
Tips, advice, resources, what are some sort of low-hanging fruit that you see out there to help farmers present themselves more in an organized way for their bankers and also be more bankable?
So number one, get to know your financial statements backward and forwards. Don't delegate ownership of your business to your accountant or your CPA or your lawyer or your financial advisor. You own the business, you also own the financials. There are plenty of resources out there, both at the university level and at the CPA level, that can help you build a set of financials that will be presentable to a bank. And the other thing you can do is there's a lot of free resources out there. University of Minnesota, FinPAC, you can use their resources very inexpensively. Simply put, I would say, all that sounds great. You initially have to make the commitment that I'm going to be as good of a financial manager as I am a farmer. You've got to make that commitment.
Good note to end on. Thanks, Kirk Covington. Happy to meet you here.
Thank you.
Covington really pointed out some things about important ratios in farming today. You know, finances are complicated, but he said really it comes down to those three things of not having too much debt, of being able to demonstrate solvency, you know, debt repayment, and then just sort of keeping your costs in check. So nothing real magical. Is that what you picked up?
Yeah, it is. A lot of times it's not rocket science. Neither is gray marketing. But unless you have those foundational things that you can focus on and aim towards, I can relate it to, you know, having a good break even for your gray marketing plan, knowing where you want those ratios to be to put yourself in the best position, you know, with ag lenders is just as important. It's these basics, blocking and tackling, that I think are a good reminder for everybody on, you know, how to refocus your efforts on something that you can influence and control short and long term versus just, you know, hoping that that it turns out.
Yeah, hope is not a strategy, as he said. And I think, you know, what surprised me in talking with him is that he was so aligned with what you talk about a lot with farmers, and that is not looking for big, huge overnight successes in marketing, but just steady, consistent wins, and then keeping costs down through really watching those input purchases. And what are the specific ways ADM kind of addresses both those?
Well, we would certainly encourage a lot of really good base hits. So baseball analogy, but this market the way it is in you know, late June, and I'm sure will continue for the next month or two, this is when it's so hard to be disciplined and make a decision. So the only way I feel like there is to navigate this is to focus on, you know what, let's get a base hit, and then let's see if we can get another one. And when you do that, you end up with some doubles and triples. But you seldom strike out. So I love the thought process around trying to keep it basic and get some base hits. And to your other point, you know, I'm going to say margin management, but, you know, buying right and, you know, buying the right products at the right time, selling, you know, your commodities at the right time. It's both of those. So it's a good fundamental concept to keep in mind. It's not just about buying at the low. It's not just about selling at the high. It's about buying, you know, lower more often. It's about selling higher more often. But it's never perfect. It's very challenging.
The other thing you stressed was having a team and, you know, working with your lender, not as an adversary, but of somebody who really wants to help your financial picture. And maybe some people think of their elevator, their grain buyer in the same way as sort of someone on the other side of the net that you sometimes may be in an opposite position with. But, you know, I'm sure you're thinking sort of like a banker. You want to be a partner.
We do. And, you know, it's easy for me to be reminded that these farmers are really big business CEOs. And, you know, big business CEOs have boards of directors, but, you know, these close people to their business that give them the advice that they need, they coach, they guide. And I think farmers are a lot the same way. We feel like we have to earn the right to be that person from a grain marketing perspective. And I think lenders also feel that same burden, is they need to earn the right to offer more than just an operating loan, but how do they participate in the longevity of that farm operation by giving the best guidance they can? And so, yeah, there's a lot of consistency there. And I don't think about this stuff a lot. So it was great to hear him talk through it and to understand that a bit better.
So if, Doug, people want to reach out and get a marketing advisor from ADM and to join their team, just how does that work?
Yeah, it's really easy, and it shouldn't be something that people worry about. So we're not going to push our own agenda or our own ideas. We're likely going to ask a lot of questions to make sure we understand. And once we understand, I think we can come back with a lot of value and guidance on how people can proceed. So don't be afraid to say, I don't know what I should do next. We would love to talk through that with you and get you to the place where you are most comfortable with the decision that you're trying to make.
Good conversation again today. Go to ADMAdvantage.com to find your local representative if you don't know that location in your community. Thanks for listening today, and be successful this summer managing your grain operation.
This has been In the Driver's Seat, brought to you by ADM. To learn more about managing financial risk in your grain operation, talk to your local ADM representative or go to ADMAdvantage.com.